כל הלשון, כל התורה, בכל מקום.
פיחיזק בריחי שריח. שלם, ורבת את הפסק, פיחיזק בריחי שריח בער פונח בקרבך. We're talking about a special phrase of Yerushalayim. And we're saying two points about Yerushalayim. Point number one is, as Hashem strengthens the bolts that lock the gates of Yerushalayim. Second, Derech Bonayach Bekirbech. The children of Yerushalayim that are inside the Yerushalayim are blessed. Get a special bracha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Some of the Foshim ask that there's another pasuk that says that the gates of Yerushalayim will always be open. And here it seems to be saying there's a mitzvah that Hashem locks, puts a bolt on the wall of Yerushalayim. The truth is they're both compatible. The idea of the doors always being open or closed represents that Hashem is watching over Yerushalayim, protecting it. As one type of protection, everything is locked, so nothing evil should come in from the outside. And there's another situation that Dafka has such a feeling of protection that the gates can be opened. And the truth is that the greatness of Yerushalayim is what we can call one-way doors, which means from all the outside influences to come in, there's a bolt to lock everything. Yerushalayim is the center of our values, of our keshut HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaShoras HaShchinah. And there's a bolt not to let anybody or anything or any value inside Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim has to remain pure. That is the greatness of Yerushalayim. That's the shlach we have. Hashem made a special place, which is Miyuchad for Kedusha, a place where everybody in Klal Yisrael could come to and get clarity of what life is all about, what is important to life, important in life. And then the door opens up. That clarity that Klal Yisrael achieves inside Yerushalayim, then the doors open to go out and affect the rest of Klal Yisrael. Your sons, the sons of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the sons of Jewish people that recognize that we have this exalted nature of being close to Hashem, His sons, we emulate Him. They get their special bracha because they're living as Bonayich. Like you say, when we're in Yerushalayim, the Mokram HaKadosh, we enhance these feelings of Bonim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We want to emulate His ways of Kulei Chesed, Kulei Toiv, only good and Chesed, appreciating how uplifted and close we are, taking advantage of the opportunity, the short opportunity we have in our life in this world to bring ourselves closer to Hashem and to get eternal good from that. So that's the hilul that we have for Yerushalayim. That it's this special place we can focus on our greatness and our closeness to our Kodesh Baruch Hu. Even though we don't have the Beis HaMikdash today, one should know whenever a person davens, even nowadays, Chazal say should imagine that he's in the Beis HaMikdash. When he daven, it's not just a shopping list to our Kodesh Baruch Hu, I want this, I want that, I want the other thing. More than that, it's a way of rethinking, clarifying for myself what I really want to ask for, what I should be asking for. And we pay attention to the Shemoneh Esrei, we'll pay attention to the fact, what is really important in life. The Das, the Kirvas Hashem, to Havoyve and Toyo, Slicha, Refuah Kamavan, we need also, and all the other spiritual things of Tzkabah Shef Godel, Kigibat Golis, rebuilding Yerushalayim, Tzadikim should have everything good, and the end of the rule of the Rishayim, etc., etc., and with the thanks, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, when we daven, we should take a stop for a second and feel, I want to be mahal to Hashem, that I can, even though we're not yet there, and Yitzhak Hashem will be there soon, but we have that bechina of the special Yerushalayim, the special atmosphere that we create for ourselves, in which we black out everything else and just stay with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and absorb His great values and appreciate them and try to grow with them. And with this we'll be Beirich, Bonar, Bekirbech. Be faithful to the great brachas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and everything we do.
עולם שלם של תוכן מחכה לך בכל הלשון 03-617-1111